¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason in Minneapolis. Is your mother there, please? Jay?
Burrell.
Yeah, I'm looking for your mother.
Hey.
What's happening, bro?
You're not going to find her.
Hey. She's busy.
Cool to talk to you, man. First time I ever called.
Dude, get him $400. I pay everyone that's an illegal recruit.
I can use it. Hey.
Yeah.
Man, it's the...
Yeah, the T-Wolves did look good tonight, I'll tell you. They got it on, bro. I know you wanted it so bad it was on the edge of your tongue, and then they put them sandbags up, and it couldn't, like, break through. Bruce.
There you go.
What's up, that? What's happening, brother?
Nothing much. Hey, pour me a cold one for me and my brother who just passed away.
All right, hey, that sucks. And I'll tell you what, he was a good man. Even though I didn't know him, he would have come to the gig on the 11th. So we'll throw, like free beers for the first hour to everybody that, like, knew him.
Hey, you're the man, Burrell. You're the man.
You know, I tell everybody I'm coming to New York like a month ahead of time because every day I spit it out because, dude, they clear the streets like the Pope was coming.
Let me tell you something. I'm just working nights now, man. I'm just catching your radio show coming home.
But you win.
You're the man.
You win. Everyone else loses. Anybody that tells you anything else, if you let people tell you what to listen to, then you kick them in the shin.
I hear you.
It's like, hey, look, you don't listen to that guy. No, I listen to him, and I hate you is the truth.
There you go. Just one thing, man. Don't be dissing the Rangers.
I love the Rangers. In fact, I think I need to be their play-by-play guy because they lose too much. And if they had me, they'd have more beer, more sales, more marketing, more wins. Joel in Ithaca, New York.
Hey, Scotty. How about Sam Adams for me and some of the best hockey fans anywhere?
Dude, I went to the header tonight. I've seen since then, an hour and a half later, every dude has gone into the women's room. That's when you know you've laid your mind and everything in there. No one's even going in there. They're just moving into the women's.
It's a great place to play. One of the toughest arenas, Lina.
Oh, you mean with now what arena?
Lina, Cornell.
Oh yeah, Lima, Ohio. Great. The train runs through there at about midnight. Wow. Here's a guy I like. 5-0 State Pack. This guy's the Heat. He is sitting in a little ravine in New Hampshire with the gun out, the gun of love. Just busting numbers on aggressive drivers. Officer, Trooper, Commander, Chief Steve.
Oh, they're all wimping. Every one of them, man. They come in, you hit them with the radar, you can see their bumpers grinding the road.
Tell people across the country what you nail most in terms of, is it aggressive idiots or is it dudes that, like, slam the brake when they see and you see their tail end lift?
Oh, I like the guys that come in at about 90, and then you hit the radar, and their bumpers drag the road when they hit the brake.
Is it the truth that you guys get paid only off of the cities and states get all of, they say that you guys go after them hard for like a day or two because you're low in the toll? It's not true. You guys only get money off of people that aren't registered, right?
I don't get nothing. I'll tell you, if I got paid by the ticket, I'd be busting everybody.
You'd be sitting in here with me drinking beers.
That sounds like a plan.
You ever pull over an NBA star with a gun?
No, I haven't had that privilege.
Have you ever seen, like a Isaiah Ryder, like with a Coke can and like a poke hole thing going?
No.
Trooper Steve, be cool, my brother. Tony and Philly.
Yo, Pharrell, you big skinny nose picking freak, you.
I was just outside and the wind helped me eliminate that one lung. When I pulled out, there was a little, like, garbage on there.
Lucky it didn't blow you away.
You know, sometimes that happens, and it leaves just pain. But DC's got allergies, and he swells.
Yo, man, I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
The only NHL goalie to score 2 goals.
Jay Buhner.
Oh, Jay
Buhner. Ronnie Hextall, I think.
Yeah.
I think Hex. He's a friend of mine. I got in a fight with him, I swear to God, in 86 at the Civic Arena Igloo in the Flyers clubhouse. He reached over with a hockey stick and said he was going to kill me. And I said, go ahead, beardy boy. Zembolo Mike Oxford with a, like, rowing team.
Hey, what's up, Scotty?
Hey, bro.
Hey, I just wanted to comment. I was a little shocked about the stats you gave on the games kids play.
Yeah.
There's nothing more my kids would love than to sit down in the basement and just, like, rack each other up against the wall playing hockey. I mean,
I swear to God, I used to play hockey in my mother's basement where they did the laundry and stuff. We had, like, a TV room down there. My buddies and I go down there and violently shoot tennis balls with actual sticks, playing and just breaking everything. And just, we didn't even want to go outside when it was cold. We just play indoors and hurt people.
Got that right.
Hockey's the greatest, but I can't believe it's tied with wrestling and lacrosse.
And under volleyball.
Don't even tell anybody, Mike, because then they'll stop me. Hey. Wake up. Hey, wake up. Hey, over there. Wake up. There's games on. You thought you were, like, in yesterday, weren't you? Corolla Files. Way. Crash. I love these games. They're at the half. See this neato. And it's like a situation like this. Wildcats up on the Hawks. Kentucky 39-27 over St. Joe. Who? Joe. UCLA is down to Iowa State. You don't even want to know about it. What is it, like 27-18 or something like that? So it's like something like that over there. 800 bench 29. And I know this as well. This just checked in. Coyotes were down 2-1 to the Blackhawks. And then they said, hey, look at this. Right in your own den in Chicago. 4-2 Coyotes. I'm splitting out finals like nobody's business. Go Wolves. A little Panama home for somebody out there in the middle of it. Rain here. UCLA is going to have to get it on in the second half because the first half is all cyclones. Let's go to our favorite place, the Glue in Pittsburgh. U.S.-born Joe Mullen with a couple of goals tonight. He had his 500th last weekend, and he's just on a roll. Penguins ripped the Leafs. It was like, I think it was 2-2 at one point, and then it just went, like, all Pittsburgh, like, the rest of the way in. Let's check in with our Eastern Conference guru of choice, Pete Sirka.
Real, what's up?
Hey, I got that Islander, like, 25 years of brilliant, greatest of all, you know, Boz, whatever, and Stan wrote it.
Oh, yeah?
Stan Fischler, everybody.
Now, he's working on another book right now with involving some goalies, so I'm going to be putting something together for him and Kenny Reggett.
And then a little bit of Bruce McNall fraud in goal.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, started out like trouble tonight for the Pens. You trailed 2-1 after the first, but Pittsburgh scored the next 5, including 2 in the second and 3 in the third to rout the Leafs tonight, 6-3.
Was that Jeff's sister Christian with a goal?
Yeah, it was his second NHL goal. He's a really hardworking young guy, you know. Came up from Cleveland. It's his second call-up this year. He went down for, like, a couple of games, and then he was right back up. But
he went over. It's only 2 hours.
Yeah. Hey, the win tied Pittsburgh tonight with the Rangers for fifth place in the Eastern Conference with 75 points.
Sweet.
The Pens within 6 of the reeling Florida Panthers for fourth place. So.
Yeah, and they tied in Ottawa tonight at 2. So Penguins, you know, it looked like a boring night. Nothing at stake. Well, look at what everything came out of it. It was a lot.
Yeah, it was a... the Pens' second victory in a row, and that's the first time that they've done that since early February. So this is kind of helping them out in a way. They have big games coming up on Saturday against the Devils and in New York on Monday night.
Ooh.
So it's going to be an interesting time for the Pens. They have Lehm back on a roll. And like you mentioned earlier, Joey Mullen got a pair of goals tonight, and he's on a roll. After the game, they said, Craig Patrick said that he might try to get the next 99 in 10 games, but become first 600 goal scorer. But
hey, U.S.-born Joe Mullen, I'm behind him anything he does.
Yeah, I have some Mullen sound for you. He's talking about how he got those goals by standing in front of the net, and here's Joe Mullen.
You know, well, you know, the guys had told me before I got the 500, just keep getting to the net, keep getting to the net. And that's my game. I got to get around the net to score, and that's what I've been trying to do.
And Joey, he's been really loose after that 500th goal. He was so tight earlier, you know. It's just, you know, he couldn't function. You know, he's missing a lot of easy chances, but now he seems to be his old self and converting on the opportunities he has.
Was Lemieux playing?
Yeah, Lemieux played. He had some very good jump in his legs. He was held off the scoreboard. No points tonight, but he still did play a factor in the game. And early in the game, he had a breakaway. He got behind the defense, but a good. Good stone by Marcel Cousineau for the Leafs. And there were some little shenanigans earlier in the game, too.
Somebody molested or something?
Yeah,
the Leafs?
Yeah, it was great. There was a fight between Francois Leroux and Nick Kyprios. And, Kyprios left the ice bloodied and beaten.
I love that. You know, Pete, you provide me with pain and everything. I love that. And I'll tell you something. I'll give you this. Minnesota in double overtime tonight won, and they beat Clemson. And then in overtime, Utah beat Stanford. And Brevin Knight, after shaving his head, took his clothes off right at the San Jose Arena. It was unbelievable. You get that from me. You give me stuff, I give you stuff. Pete, be cool.
Thanks, man.
I love it. Pete Sirka, he's over there. I like him because he gets this. Everybody, even dudes that lose, and then he even has that sweet, like, recorder, $1,000, and at the end it goes, phew. I love that. That's the best. And I also like Tim Floyd, great strategist, you know, in the last month. People talking about him, no one's ever heard of him. Nobody ever. Now all of a sudden he's a strategist. And he also has 15-inch revolving bologna slices on his shirt right now. Hey, Coach, put on a new polo, buddy. You're looking like, I don't know, Darcy Rota on a bad, like, due day. It's Coach K. You got good people, Scott. Kids that come to Duke, they experience more than just basketball. They experience fat chicks with zits. And it's a good experience, you know, to be a good person. And I'll tell you, that team we played tonight, I forget who we played, but they played some good defense. And they really cut it, cut our lanes down. But Christian's a good kid. You're a good kid, Scott.
You're so pleasant, you miserable mother.
Mercer with a 360 and the layup to make it look even official. Hey, Pete in L.A., I mean, you know, what do you got?
What's going on?
I lost a lot of money tonight, which was exciting, and then now I'm looking at Clemson cheerleaders on footage, and it looks good.
I'm watching on the dish. I got both CBS stations.
Oh, tell me that hasn't, like, A, ruined your marriage, B, like, enhanced your life.
My life's great. My marriage sucks.
I'm with you.
Here's the thing, though. Number one, UCLA will not lose to a team with high school uniforms. And second of all,
that's Thornton in Chicago, the AA Super Sectional, and Bob Knight went to the game the other night. You know, with the AA Super Sectional, you know, with Thornton and everything, and taking on Fenwick, that's a game.
Let me tell you this.
That's a great line he came up with.
It's the coach for St. Joe's.
Yeah.
What's up with his hairdo?
I was saying earlier, I think it's Steve Mariucci in like 5 years.
He needs to cut the hairs off. He's taking one hair from one side and pasting it down.
He uses snot to glue his extra hair.
You're on national TV. You got to do something about that.
He should wear one of those Gary Spivey dudes.
You know, he's ruining it for everybody.
I think he's really... And Keith Van Horn is a funny-looking kid.
Brutal. Wrecked.
Just a funny-looking kid.
His hairdo is wrecked, but Martelli...
How about Brevin Knight? Yeah, I know you got something good to say about that dude.
Well,
he shaved his head, and then he took his clothes off and shaved his back hairs after the game.
Well, let me tell you. UCLA will not lose to a team with high school uniforms. There's no way.
I second that for the second time. I like that dude in L.A. You know that he's just... He drives fast, and if you're in his way, he's gonna run you down. And if you're running him down from behind, he's going to run you down when he gets around, like the four lanes that run you down. I'm run down.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Tell him to take his money and shove it up. Hello, everybody. I was, in a little verbal spat on the... DC took care of it with a phone slam. What are they going to come up with next? Like, no phones. Like, we could use those cups in between with a shoestring or whatever.
Call now.
With that chick you used to do over there next door to you. Max, isn't that what you were telling me? Anyway, tonight, let's get it on in a coup de grace. That would be coup de grace, or the final say of the Lakers get 25 from Eddie Jones. They win in Cleveland. Spend a special evening. Michael Krasny, Cokie Roberts, in Cleveland's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Anyway, the Orlando Magic by 5 over the Warriors. I think they live in San Jose, but they don't have their arena tonight. Stanford had it, and they gave it away. Give it away now. Van Horn, overtime winners. Minnesota, double overtime winners over Clemson. And the Rockets by 6 over the Bullets. Blazers win their 11th straight. They just waxed Milwaukee, the Bucks, right out of them. 19, the difference. I had some kind of a Thai stick dinner with salad and French Dijon. Suns by 7 over the Spurs, 113-106 at America West, except the other night it was America Clipper. Clippers won, and their Barry went off, and then he went off last night against Sacramento. They fired St. Jean today, the coach of the Sacramento Kings. I just can't believe it. The developments are unbelievable. NIT Michigan, despite booster claims and booster influence, 67-66 over Pat Garrity. Yeah, he played him by himself. The rest of the Notre Dame team, like all year, didn't show. They lose by 1. Hockey, McSorley with a goal tonight. Check the paper. You'll believe it when you see. His third of the year and first in 2 years. Penn 6-3 over the Maple Leafs. You heard from Pete Sirga with the machine that goes. Joe Mullen, U.S. born, that is, with 6-7 for the Penn. Lemieux played a game and had no points, and I think he left early. Like in that game, remember that Sunday night game? He left early. He just walked out, and 20 minutes ago, Jágr followed him. The Pied Piper, he follows him all over. Panthers 2-2 with the Senators in a game that nobody cared about. Well, Panthers are trying to get their stuff straight, and they just can't do it. Kirk Muller, what did he do tonight? They said who cares in the other room, the Ferrella crew's here. Coyotes were down 2-1 to the Blackhawks in Chicago. They started celebrating. I think somebody found the organ. It was in a closet, and then when they pulled it out, somebody got electrocuted, and then Phoenix went on a tear. And Max is just going to break a story right now. Max, go ahead with it. You were at the organ with a fire, everything.
Keith Kachuk on all four.
Keith Kachuk started the fire. You heard him. All fires. Oh, all four goals. Keith who? Keith Kachuk. Kachuk, excuse me. He had all four goals tonight just so that he could show up Lindros. He had four last night. But Renberg had 2-2, and they had every goal in the game last night. 11 points in every goal. Coffee and Deja Ban had assists last night. They didn't play tonight, so I'm not going to get into it. Blues 4-1 over the Whalers. Guess who scored a goal? Pierre Turgeon. That's who. He had his 23rd. Sharks and Canucks are tied right now. Marty McSorley, I told you about him. It's incredible. First goal of the year. Third in the year. First in 2 months. 16 fights. Pete told us there was a bloody brawl tonight in Pittsburgh. A couple of players lost an eye. Adam Graves with 16 eye stitches last night as he, you know, had a goal and then Leach had a goal and then they tied him again, you know, the game last night in there. Montreal said, who cares, and we'll win anyway, and Dan Foos had the winner, and then that was their second straight game that they blew to, you know, the blue shirts over there. Let's get into some stuff. Baseball and everything I'll give you in a bit, other than the fact that there were a lot of games today. A lot of finals today to tell you about that we're not going to get into. Tommy Morrison, this is better. He got busted. Uh-oh. You smell like booze, sir. Can you get out of the car? He wouldn't do a... Max told me he wouldn't do a blood test or a blood alcohol test or any kind of test. He said, I've had enough tests. And no fights, but plenty of tests. Arrested at 4 in the morning in Fort Scott, Kansas. Sounds like Scott Pollard's, where his girlfriend lives. He had twice the legal limit, and in Kansas, they beat you senseless when they... If you go twice over, you get automatic beating right on the scene. And he got beat up, and he couldn't even take the cop. He was taken to a jail. He posted a bond. Listen to Fort Scott. It's $500 to get out of jail when you're drunk driving. $500, $5,000 in L.A. after they use your credit cards for 4 days. And they let you out when you're, you know, got a full beard. He announces retirement. Then he fought some dude. Now he's fighting the bottle. Oh, the poor guy. The Bob Knight story, Neil Reed, they're now lovers? Wait a minute. No, they're separated here, it says. I told you Gary St. Jean got fired, and Max is livid about that. He's just... Sacramento fires him. He's just... Magic Johnson going to have to wait until 2002 to be considered for the Basketball Hall of Fame. And if he stages another comeback, he's going to have to wait longer. He'd have to waive the 5-year waiting period and also give up 4 movie theaters in South Central. That would be Los Angeles. LBC, Compton, booyah! Bad news, Dominic Hasek with some... He's got a fractured 8th rib on the left side, which makes him breathe and sleep on his right side. Thus, he's got a backache. He's going to back up this guy, Shields. Listen to this. Oh, my God. I mean, listen, it's like Yngwie's cousin. Jim McMahon retired yesterday, and then today they had a press conference to talk about it. Nobody showed up except Pete Rozelle, and he's dead, and he had some kind of headband on saying, you suck, McMahon. He was a ghost. A lot of players signed with teams. This one important to tell you about. New York Giants signed rookie free agent tight end Brandon Jesse. I think he roommates with Keith Van Horn at Utah. Played at Utah, I know that. Willie Green signed that 4-year deal with the Broncos. That, remember Kerry Collins was on with me the other night, quarterback of the Carolina, and I said he was soft, and he said, yeah. No, he's not. But I made him say yeah, which was kind of cool. George Teague, is he a wrestler? No, he's a safety, and Jimmy Johnson signed him today. Did you hear Bill Tobin, Colts, complaining? Colts get no national television games, okay, in the first, like, 8 weeks of the season, maybe the whole year. But the Dolphins are on 4 times. And he said, they win 8 games, and they get 3-4 national games on ESPN, Fox, they're on every week. Well, that's because Jimmy's dew smells the rash for the Pharrell. And he's going to run this show now, boys. Do your inside-outside jackets and go with us. You know, the baseball owners gave $11.3 million to the Union Benefit Fund. It's like a piggy bank fund that no one gets to see any of the money, especially scab players that never got to see it to begin with. Carry on, son. How about the Marlins? They won their 18th game today. Bobby Bowe with a couple of long shots out of the pocket. Pat Rouse, second. 5 shots for big old Joe Leland. 4 packs a day, everybody. Owl. Hey, Brett, talk about your buddy, so since no one else will, or the media or anybody else. Your buddy with the Marlins, give him his minutes right now. Your buddy with the Marlins, what's he doing over there?
He made the first cut. He was 8 for 16 so far this spring, but unfortunately the Marlins have like 11 outfielders.
What's his name?
Chris Sheff.
Chris Sheff, as in Sheffield. We like him. We support him. And I like that Jason Thompson guy. Is he still with the Padres? He's in Japan. What's the difference? Rockies lost to the Giants. It was 9-3, and then Cards 8-3 over the Yanks. Torrey, you'll name his opening day starter Friday. Gee, would that be Cone or Pettit or Pettit or Cone? And Bernie Williams had an RBI single. Didn't matter. I mean, even the pitcher, Donovan Osborne, had a run-scoring single. It was Gooden got rocked. The first four guys up slapped hits, and a couple of them did it with, like, a hot dog, even with their bat. They were eating those Dodger dogs. They serve them everywhere. Padres 7-3 over the A's, and it was Jody Reed, the power broker, two-run homer that broke open a close game on the Sabbath. The Padres go with it. Post-game show coming up. We'll talk about the Padres for another 40 minutes with you. Anyway, Brewers 10-7 over the Angels, who've lost seven in a row. The Brewers had lost six, and now they've won four in a row. And, you know, you look at that, and you see a lot of streaks and a lot of losses there. Terry Collins, he's already eaten, like, Tums and stuff. It's not even, they're not even out of the cactus. Seattle 6-4 over the Cubs. Randy Johnson allowed three hits in four and two-thirds, felt a twinge, and he said, ah, that's just being 6'10". Don't worry about it. KC 5-4 over the Pirates. And Joe Nunnally with a bases loaded and wag at the 8th inning to end it. We'll have a post-game show coming up, everybody. Braves 8-1 over the Orioles. Jermaine Dye with a two-run shot, his first of the spring. And Bobby Cox celebrated, clapped his hands, got thrown out for clapping. The clapper. Clap, hon. Let's try that. Hey, Gerks is over here, right there, over there.
Hey, what's going on? Portland's won, what, 11 in a row now?
It's like winning 21 if you're anybody else.
Rashid Wallace going nuts.
You know, he never shaves. He's got this funky, like, I don't know, is that like an underground look for the brothers or something with the hair, like a spree cut, and then if you don't shave, you look like you're 18?
We're trying to bring it from the Portland area. Just got to thought a little note from the news today would have been looking at the Sydney Olympics. They're going to cut the weight classes for weightlifting and wrestling from 10 to 8, and I see it's a big uproar.
Yeah, it's huge. And then I heard that they were, you know, at like 50 colleges, like Division I next year, they're just going to get rid of it. And a guy at Iowa, they're taking on Oklahoma State in the championships, Gable, he's so possessed by wrestling that I think that he was mentally and visually and spiritually around that Schultz murder with the psycho guy DuPont who makes the plastics.
I think he was there just before he got the hip replacement.
What else is going on? The Cubs today, I think every batter was fearful of Randy Johnson. People wouldn't even go to the plate.
The batting, the on-deck circle is where it was most crowded, but the Cubs actually were trying to work in some new pitchers today, and as usual, early in the season, these guys actually look good.
Hey, what's Jerry Reinsdorf going to do? You got to buy 500 season tickets for 40 years to get to go see the Cubs-White Sox game because he said he doesn't like Northsiders because everybody in Wrigleyville is gay? What is this about?
He was really bashing the North Side, but he knows that stadium, regardless of what the hype, is going to fill up no matter what. That's going to be the biggest series in 80 years in that stinking town.
We're getting Gerks giving us everything. Every team, look at this, watch. Gerks, where's Luke Longley tonight?
Luke Longley's actually at Chelios's, but he's only there for like a half an hour stint, and then he's going right over to like Deja Vu, which is open at 4 a.m. on Clark.
Right, so the night I'm there on Friday, July 11th at Chicago at Chelly's Chili, and we're all ripping like ass with gas, then we can go to Deja Vu and like, you know, dance and fart on chicks.
If it's necessary, we'll do it.
Blackhawks look good tonight, Gerks, with a 2-1 lead, and then they found the organ, and then Kachuk, four goals in a row. Was that embarrassing or what?
It was embarrassing. Once he found the organ music, it was over, but with Hackett not being able to be the guy that he's supposed to be in the net, you could tell that there was a real defensive...
He can't hack it.
He can't. Not in the third period.
Hey, you know that story you sent me with Knight? Gerks, you're a paparazzi. How did you get the picture of Knight at the Thornton game?
Well, I told you, I was at that game. He was three rows ahead of me, but I couldn't get a photo of us together for the Pharrell wall with all the awards.
Right.
So someone else had to take it from the angle.
Who graduated from Fenwick? Was there anybody famous, like an actor, a soap opera star?
The biggest graduate from Fenwick is actually going to be a guy who's a junior right now. His name is Corey Maggot, and he's the biggest and number one junior in the country right now. He's looking at Kentucky, Kansas, hopefully the Hoosiers.
Oh, and Billy Clyde Tuggle, I think. He got through his third year, and then he moved to Pine Valley. Gerks, thanks for the...
Billy Ray Brown, the golfer, Scott.
Billy Joe Tolliver signed with the Falcons because I think he likes Dan Reeves because of his glasses or something. Gerks, thanks for the Chicago skinny. You got to love Gerks. He's always just... I think he's essentially corrupt, and he runs not only a pawn shop, but a bookie number paper coming through there, and he's an illegal inside trader at the Merc.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the Daily Roto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using Daily Roto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alex in Maine with a rock lobster.
Yeah, what's up, Pharrell?
I love Maine and all the yens because you're loyal.
Hey, yeah.
You guys have been copping me since Vegas.
Yeah, we listen to you on the Big Jab up here in Portland.
I know it's painful.
I got my pre-cup picks here.
That's a tough one to get out. I know. You're all right.
Yeah, I just got home from work, but that's all right.
That takes it out of you. What do you got?
Hey, I got Buffalo and the Avs. That is, of course, if the Dominator is healthy.
Yeah, he's got this eighth rib that's cracked. He's going to back up Shields all weekend. And I'm hearing that he may just sleep on the bench. They're playing great hockey. I mean, everybody, look at Audette. They're smacking him in. And, I mean, guys like Plant and Pecker. And, I mean, the fact of the matter is Dawes assisting everything. And Audette's had points in, like, 15 games. Holzinger and Barnaby are getting it on. And Gary Galley's got a broken wrist.
Yeah, well, and he's still playing and putting up the numbers.
Alex the Lobster just walked out of your kitchen. Get it, a doodle. Snap your kid's toe up. Put the baby in the crib. Food in here past 7:30 West Coast time to me. Yeah, head's gonna roll. Heads are rolling. No more Thai stick salad today. I'm frustrated. I'm livid. I'm terse. I'm dyspeptic. I'm distraught. I'm a foul human being. Stanford didn't cover. They could have covered if they would have just lost by one when they had a chance and a free throw and a brick and a shaved heads and everything. Utah wins it in overtime. And then the other game was like a nail bite to the skin, nail biting to the skin where you're chewing chunks, a skin off of there. You double over the Minnesota Texas. They had two guys go off so many points. You don't even need to know their name. One of them had 36, one had 29. I think it was Jackson and some guy, Peter Jacobson, the golfer. These other games are going on. The Kentucky game is, it's scary what's happening to people, but the number is 14. St. Joe's getting it. And the last time I looked, they were down 12. And I'm at the bone now. The skin's been eaten. If I lose that, I'm going to drive very fast this evening tonight. And I'm going to repeat my name and cuss a lot at people, civilians, and other cars. UCLA coming back on Iowa State. Tim Floyd put a sport coat on because of those bologna slices at the halftime. My God, those things were body chunked. If you look like that, it's time to change shirts. No matter where you are, even if you don't have one.
Out!
You'd be better off bare-chested with like
don't
a hair.
Don't you come back until you take a shower.
Yeah, hairy back. Greg. Oh, suck. Minneapolis, what's up, bro?
What's up, Pharrell?
I mean, listen to this music. It's irritating.
Oh, that's too bad. You know what, man?
I love it.
His name is Sam Jacobson, and your picks are about as accurate as the flush in this toilet.
I know, bro, and it's hell because you know what? I got a busted toilet, and some dude tried to sell me one for $2,000. I refused, and now I'm suffering because the toilet won't flush, and I got, like, urine backed up, and I lost money to boot, and I may get it all back with these last two games tonight, though, but I thought you were almost funny. Eric in Long Island and Anton Memorial County calls Sam in Uniondale, New York.
What's shaking there tonight, bad guy?
Ooh. What's up, dude?
Check it in. Hey, Scotty, first of all, you're going to hit that 11 on the head with Kentucky. You know you are.
I swear to God, if I do, I'm going to be... I said they'd win by the 11, and that's, you know why I did it? Because I'm going to be there in, what is it, Long Beach? No, excuse me, Lincoln Park is what it is, Lincoln Park, New Jersey, on Friday, April 11th. So the 11th was the tie in there.
How about a little VP passes for the bad guy?
You know, I don't even have a pass myself. Here's what it is. It's 11 at the door. Proceeds go to the Jimmy Fund, whoever he is. I want my 30% cut for trying to help someone.
Cool.
And then I get free beer all night, but it's at Roadrunners and V-Formation, Rollerblade. They're so sick that everything else should just go home and just sell them.
Scotty, last time I was on with you, we were watching UCLA Arizona down to the buzzer. Let's see if they got any more left in them tonight.
Hey, let me ask you, Eric. Do you think Iowa State wears Thornton or Fenwick High School, unis?
I think Herrick's going to be getting a Hummer pretty soon, like last time.
He's had a lot of time on his hands, so that's a good time to get one. Time is on your side. If you get screwed by old man named Pete Dallas. Things are starting to get interesting around here. People getting ripped. As in, talked verbally. Sir, where's JR when you need him? Shams, our boy, fresh from Maui. You know, my attorney is Buffett's attorney, and Buffett's suing that restaurant on Front Street in Maui, the Cheeseburgers in Paradise, except if you have a sunburn. Shemp, the lawsuit's got to have you flustered.
Hey, what's up, man?
I mean, you got to be flustered.
I'm just nail-biting myself.
Some guy said I was that yellow-brown under-the-lid type, like, cannabis carcass cack of the liquid, like, bowl with a guy with a boat in the blue water.
Hey, you got it.
He said I was toilet scum, that guy, and I believed him.
Hey, is there any greater feeling, though? It's like the old lady talks to me, and, our team could be up by, like, 19 points, and you got to cover 20 with, like, 13 seconds left.
No.
It's like, let's turn the station.
Yeah. Oh, I did.
To the bone.
I don't even know. I changed underwear. Forget the pants. I was losing my mind, and I think I did an extra 4 shows between the, 5 West and 7 West. 3 extra shows. I'm looks like I'm booked through next week.
Hey, killer.
No,
hey.
It frustrated me. I hate, giving money to the guy because he's fat, ugly, and he doesn't have a window. It's just kind of like a little peephole.
Dude, yesterday I got off the plane, and I thought we landed in Arizona. It was so damn hot, man.
Dude, it's toasty morsels here. It's like, it's the opposite of Nipsey Russell, and it's just, what it does? It brings out the worst in people's attitudes. My wife today didn't even smile or talk to me.
And then I get off the plane, and then, the radio station down here is doing some kind of programming format, so I called up the PR person and just rant and raven.
Oh, you mean a vice president of nothing?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So she told me that you got your hours changed, and I was like, I thought, the worst.
I just had my hours changed for when I take my shots.
Yeah, I was just feeling very foul at that time.
All I know is that I am the ultimate radio turbo lover. And I just hang out. How about Time and me on a 405 doing 98 miles an hour tonight going, goddamn, Brevin, nice son of a bitch. So he's off balance, turnover, and whoop, car passing the 3 seconds left in the game, and they would have had it a half on it. Inbound, they could have gotten a good look. What makes you think Winston Morgan did something wrong tonight? Be a little thick, huh? Yeah, I said it's thick. We're thick. And the Yankees scat players will each receive 25,000 and World Series rings, though the team's regular players have been opposed to that idea. The boss, at the urging of Bob Watson, have decided to give the scat player rings. How'd you like that if you were like, remember the strike and everything? And then they had like a replacement, and they threw garbage at him and everything, and booed him. Scab! We never did that to Mike Bush. We have class out here. We throw baseballs on the field at players. Dodgers had 18 hits today. Butler 4-for-4 yesterday. He had two more hits today, and then he gave somebody one of those hooyahs. Hooyah to you, buddy, with a off the wrist. Something like that. Hockey tonight was nuts. U.S.-born Joe Mullen with a couple of goals, and the Penguins' first goal of the night by that guy Moron. I've said that tonight 40 times because it's the way it's going to be. Penguins win over the Leafs. It was 6-3, I believe. And then we talked to Pete Sirga, and he had U.S.-born Joe Mullen on with us, and then the recorder with it. Panthers and Senators tied at twos, and the Blues 4-1 over the Whalers. Guess who scored? Pierre Turgeon scored. That's who. And the Blackhawks were up 2-1. And at the point of the game when it was 2-1, everything was going fine, and they were loving life, and everything was perfect, and, I mean, jammed off and scored. And then, I mean, it was like in the third, and then Carney scored from Craven, and then something happened, and Keith Kachuk took over, and Chris Kerouac was there. He's with the Northwest Herald outside Chicago doing it. He's over there at the septic tank, over there at the Inner City Mall, the United Center, talking about the choke effort tonight by Mr. Paranoid, Craig Hartzberg. I heard that he made his players go to a hotel locally for a home game the other day.
Yeah, last week.
What is he tripping on, like Malto meal?
Try again. I don't know.
How nervous are you? He's like, meet here at noon, we'll take a bus.
What's the difference at this point? These guys are going to be golfing on April 15th.
Hey, I was wondering, you know, I'm coming in there July 11th, Friday, July 11th, to do my gig nationally from Chelly's Chili, because I'm friends with Chelly, because we, you know, drank heavily at, you know, at the All-Star game a couple years ago. But the fact of the matter is that we want you there, and I was wondering if you could get, you know, maybe Murray Craven and Keith Kachuk to join us.
See if I can talk Murray Craven down from Moose Jaw.
Yeah, and I think he goes to Regina for a month over there in Saskatchewan and in, you know, Thunder Bay Kamloops. Hey, tell me this. Friday, July 11th, are you going to be able to go and party with us and eat chili and drink heavily?
Even if I was getting married that day, I'd cancel it.
I wore high tops to my marriage. And then to my buddies, I was best man, I wore, you know, the new Chuck Taylors.
Sweet.
Hey, tell me this. How did they blow this game, and was Kachuk on some kind of Eric Lindros show-and-tell thing?
I'll tell you what. The Hawks were dying to get Keith Kachuk.
I know.
Before last season, they offered him a front-loaded contract worth like $6.2 million.
You broke that story in the Northwest. That's right. Don't even get into it.
And it was ridiculous. And they would have loved to have had him tonight. The guy was just he was a man possessed. He took 5 shots on goal, 4 hit the back of the net.
And then he had an empty netter, and it went through the net.
It should have.
It was just like it burned right through. And tell me about the second period. You had Probert, Kachuk with a high sticks, Teverdot, brawl.
Did you catch that?
I saw the penalty minutes and no goals.
That was pretty wild scene. Yeah, Kachuk cut the stick up and put it right in Probert's, right in his voice.
The Coyotes had 3 shots in the period because the first 2 were haymakers. My God.
There were some good battles in the beginning of this game. Probert mixed it up a little bit, and Jimmy Cummins mixed it up.
But, Jimmy Cummins is tough in the crease.
But it's the same old thing. They lose. You know, and this team's going nowhere fast. It's really sad.
Did Cummins fight McKenzie?
Cummins, no. Hang on a second.
McKenzie Phillips?
Cummins mixed it up with Gerald Diddick. It was a bizarre matchup.
Gerald Diddick,
you would think that it would drop him, but Cummins didn't give him a whole lot of opportunity.
Why is Craven and Carney still? They were in the 70s, and I think Savard may have helped them get an apartment somewhere. what are they playing for in Chicago? Murray Craven.
They're playing for the summertime, I think.
Is there a roller hockey league there?
There might be. The Chicago Cheetahs. That could be an alternative.
Listen, you're beautiful, and Jeff can't hack it. And I'll tell you, they were on a 2-0-2 run and getting hot, and tonight they just said, wait a minute, we forgot our flame.
It is bad. All the way around. You're glad you didn't see it.
I'll be ready to talk to you. Hopefully they'll get in the playoffs. We'll get you from the United Center every night. If not, I'll see you. July 11th at Chili's. Write that down on your, like, hand or something tonight.
It's already on my hand.
God bless you, Chris.
Scotty, I'll see you.
Chris Krug in Chicago. He covers the Western Conference for us in the National Hokum League, watched by 5% of the U.S. population and played by 4% of the children between ages 13 and 15.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Clearly, Tim Floyd's bologna slices, and then he put on a wool sport coat. He's sweating profusely. Thus, his team got flustered. They're now getting a taste of the Bruins, and what they do is they run. What they do is they run people into the ground when they let you go up by 20. Every team they play this year, and then they come back and they do you, who you to you. I'll just in now, Darren with some investigative reporting, DC. Cab Chan. And the NFC's laying 10.5 in next year's Super Bowl in San Diego. And acceptable, the horse that the guy called up and told us about the, you know, Florida Derby last week with a, you know, everybody say it's stuff about this and that. The guy said acceptable. Get it at 40-1 right now to win the Derby down in Louisville. And if you get it at 41 now, you'd like figure that out. You know, lay $20 now and have some money or something. Because I don't think any of the horses are that, like, you know, what am I scared? You know, Boston Harbor's not even running, but I know that. Do you think Butch from Boston, you know, in the Cape would run instead of the horse? Maybe we'd get Butch to just. Here come long, tall Sally Ray and Frat Bro ready on the inside. He's out of a look out for Butch in the Cape coming on his own heels. He's running it away. Gonna be acceptable at 40-1. You're a rich motovarella. Pepsi is going after young baseball fans, and so is every other sport, including ping pong and the new Fox shows. Rodeo and ski bump riding. I swear to God, they're going to be on Fox. You're going to see them on a Saturday, Sunday. We're the Mogul Championships in lovely Park City. I'm drunk. I'm your reporter here. Ski Bunny Dave. Can you imagine this? Mogul bump riding freestyle ski. Now, I'm the biggest fluff. I'm just powder is what I live for. And, you know, my Breckenridge trip. Cancel that. We ran out of ticket stubs and weather.
So I got some bad news to report.
What do you got there, Aaron?
Kentucky won by 15.
Go in the bathroom and kill yourself. You fat, miserable. I lost everything tonight, including my wife. They're going to be picking her up at about midnight. They're going to be living in a hole in the desert in the Mojave. Hello, everybody. Ryan in Studio St. Marie.
How you doing, Scotty?
I just lost another game. How do you think I am?
Well, you've been better, bud.
I'm chewing all the money from last week that I won everybody, and I'm going to chew it, and it got ink all over my lips. I'm like the guy in line at the airport, and his flight's leaving in 20. He's got 400 people in front of him.
Hey, how much are the Frosties out at the Shark Tank? You always talk about how pricey they are at the pond.
Yeah, $4.75, and it's like they give you a half cup of water, and then there's like a little fuzz in there, like from some old lady's hair that's serving it, and then there's like a little shot of that delicious, you know, Miller Bill.
Yeah, I want to come out to the coast next year when Joe Thornton is wearing a Sharks jersey, hopefully, unless the Harry Sinden's master plan of selling out and
right.
Finishing in last place pans out.
Doesn't Toronto have something to do with this thing, too, and that'll leave, like, this guy Thornton somewhere, like, you know, Raheem playing in Vancouver?
I don't know. Like, Scotty, he's legit.
I know. I hear he's so... Don Cherry said that he'd rather talk about Thornton than the molestations in Toronto.
Oh, sure.
I mean,
Graham James is this year's blight on the hockey landscape.
That's right, and I've heard about this guy, too, and I heard that the other day they had to give him a brand new bottle of Wesson oil.
But I really hope that, Scotty, didn't you think, though, that Bruin trade there, the one with Oates and Tockett and Ranford, I mean, those are three world-class players for what, like a bucket of pucks?
Well, they got, I mean, the size of Allison and Carter, and Carter scored a few goals for Boston. This is down the road, you know, and nobody has down-the-road plans when you're a fan. You're like, what is this, 2 years? I got no 2 years. But this is right now helping. The Caps are right now sitting nasty in the eight. And everybody knows in hockey that with that type of – and Ranford's winning and Oates is scoring. And I mean, Tockett's even, like, playing without his teeth. And when he takes him out, I mean, something's going to go down. He's got the best scar. His scars are way better than Lindros. Lindros' story in the Sporting News is on the cover of Sporting News this week. They don't even talk about that silly radio lawsuit. They're suing him over libel, slander. I think he did libel and slander him and screw him, but the problem is that all of the Supreme Court dudes, aren't they the ones with coke and pubic hairs or something? They've got no time for this. Today they sat all day and talked about the internet and pornography, and one of them said, hey, what's the difference between doing it on a computer at home or going to the street corner at the bus stop and hearing the two people in front of you talking about how they worked some chick? This is indecency is everywhere. And it's right now on your face with me. They say I'm indecent. Indecent this. Indecent that I just lost a third game tonight. And no, dude. Your book, I kill him at a fat no window. Changing odds, last minute, you no overs, you. Jeff and Lovely, you're Belinda, California. Hello.
Hey, what's up, bro? First time caller.
I don't know, 1-800-5800. That was an inside joke, and I knew that no one was listening in the other room because none of them smiled or looked at me. It's all right, though, Jeff. What do you got?
What's going on with the Cowboys, Novacek and Haley?
Dude, I think that they both have the same back injury, and I think they swapped backs. All I know is Daryl Johnson is back, and he got $7.5 million. And that's a nice chunk of change for 5 years, considering I bet he plays two, and then they start talking about, it is an arthritic meniscus pull in his knee. $7.5 million guaranteed. You better believe I'd tip one for Jerry. He's like, I want to thank Jerry Jones for giving me this deal. But at least he was honest. He goes, this is my last contract. I'll be run out of town. But I'll be leaving with a bunch of 20s falling out of my pocket with Dean in Atlanta. G-Yank.
Couple things. Listen, don't hang up because I can't hear you tonight in Atlanta. I want to get your Southeast picks.
No.
Secondly, do you have any idea what's going on in talk radio here in Atlanta?
No.
Doctors are not prescribing Prozac. They're prescribing Jeff Van Note in the afternoon.
Oh, I didn't even know. Did I meet that guy? Because I think I was eating a burger that day.
It's brutal. He don't know nobody's name. He's trying to talk basketball.
You remember I used to buy like a Mickey's burgers for the homeless in the Omni. I swear to God I did. I'd buy him burgers. I'd buy 100 burgers for all the homeless. They'd come in. I had fans because I paid them off. Remember that dude from Georgia Tech? He came and cleaned my windows.
And Larry Munson works with them, and they talk about shooting pheasants all afternoon.
And remember, the field goal is up long enough, far enough. Good.
No, I just don't know if you know how bad it's gotten here.
I think you should go down and burn down a Omni. Oh, he wanted my picks, and I hung up, and he can't hear me. Oh, get him. Oh, Kentucky 83-68, and oh my God, the 15. I knew it would land on 15 even when it was at 24. I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you Pharrell me? Fafara, Fafara, a little late, but it's okay, Fafara. Anyway, I was taking a bath. I lost a lot of money, and then, you know, I was kind of like taking a leak. I leaked it all out there, and what a night. Can you make sure that UCLA doesn't cover for me tonight so I can go home naked? Ronnie Seigele, 28-3 blocked. Hakeem the Dream, 26-9 rips. Corey Alexander, we don't remember him, but 26-5 threes. I think he played at something like Virginia. Rashid, 20, 10-14 for the floor, 2 blocks. Vernon Maxwell with herpes, 26. Danny Manning with 26 and bad knees. Vin Baker with his buddy Glenn, 26-10. Strickland got elbowed the other day, 21-10, 4 to payback. Those were steals, the 4. Kemp, 24 and 4 shots of bourbon. KJ, 24 off the 37 on Pharrell. Nice Stanford son of a miserable yeet. I'd take that Iowa, take that. I lost every game. Pat, it's your fault.
Scotty, what's up, man? Can you get all the boys in the bed?
I'm sexually frustrated off of this.
You know, man, all I gotta say is we're talking about the Flyers winning the cup. I haven't had a parade here in a million years, and we need a parade. We're talking Lindros.
Like a
everybody.
Yeah, like a Renberg parade. Where it would rain all day. Renberg rain parade. Everybody's in. Marty McSorley with his first goal in 3 years tonight, third of the year. Marty, how are you?
Bro, you the man.
Hey, Marty, it was fun watching you pound Messier in the head.
You're the man.
You're to me. I think that I just cut him off because he was, well, Chris in South Buttonietta with the Irish.
Hello.
Hello, Christopher.
Hello.
Yeah, dude, what do you need?
What's up, man?
What's happening?
Check it out. What do you think? Coach Knight or Coach Boeheim, who do you get rid of?
I clearly would hire John McLeod, a powerful institutional control guy. Pat Garrity tonight in the loss with 38. Make that 16. Oh, I don't know. Andrews in Mesa, Arizona.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm so bizarre that I make people mean.
Hey, listen, got a beef for you.
What do you got?
Got this thing with JT Snow getting hit in the face by Randy Johnson, 94 mile an hour fastball. Now they got the little kids out here in Mesa wearing football helmets with face masks. What do you think about it?
I think that every time
94 miles an hour.
Yeah, I mean the guy is out of control, but he's in control, and he got a twinge in his back. I think every time he beans somebody, they should moon him, like the rest of the players in the dugout. Keep it off TV though. Check Tim Floyd for bologna slices. 83-68 Kentucky. You know, earlier, Minnesota double overtime by 6 over Clemson. Barnes goes home with his club. They look sharp. The Stanford loses in overtime to Keith Van Horn. Hasn't missed a jumper in over 6 months. And Bernice got BA Max and whoever else, Anderson too, and he's not here, but I'm Pharrell, so say goodnight to the bad guy.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dix.com/scorecardplus for details.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.